Hello and welcome to the Random Pinoy Geek Podcast, the show where we geek out to three random topics until the timer runs out. I'm your random host, Elvin, and with me are
Matt
and JR.
We're friends and geeks who grew up in the Philippines, and in each episode, we hang out and talk about things that are near and dear
to all our little geeky hearts.
But before we start, if you'd like to support the show and our content creator ready to take the next step in your journey, check out episodify.com. They'll help produce and edit any content you're creating, whether it's audio or video, short form or long form, they do it all. That's episodify.com. All right, so guys, sushi's out this week, but don't worry, we have our friend Matt here to take up the slack.
I'm not as pretty as sushi, but hi.
Don't sell yourself short, Matt. And if you want to see how Matt looks, someday he'll be on a video.
Not on this episode.
Not on this episode. But you can always check our shorts on YouTube, or you can interact with us on our Discord. Links in the description. So for this episode, I wanted to talk about something that is kind of topical. It's
topical
in the sense that
we are Bengay.
After all, we are on the road to WrestleMania.
Mm.
And so we're seeing the journey of one.
Or, I mean, this WrestleMania might be done.
That's true.
Depending on when this airs. But yeah.
Depending on when we are. There's the road to WrestleMania. And so it brings to mind the path that people take to become champions.
Okay.
You have wrestlers that try to become champions. And so right now, whenever you're listening to this, somebody's trying to finish their story.
When they're listening to this, who is the champ?
I would say Roman Reigns is still the champ. Because for our listeners that follow wrestling, that's almost kind of like a joke because he hasn't lost in 3 years, I think.
Yeah. I think he's lost a match, but he hasn't lost a title in 3 years.
Oh, yeah. So he's still the champion. It'll be funny if by the time that this comes out, he's still the champion. But, you know, maybe he won't. Maybe he's going to be dethroned in somebody.
Maybe
new.
It's The Rock.
Maybe The Rock's the champion. But I guess the topic I want to ask you guys, well, I want to talk with you guys, is that who is your favorite professional wrestler? It doesn't have to be like your favorite wrestler of all time, but just one of your favorite wrestlers. For me, one of the wrestlers that I really, really like, and this is just since I was young, has been Mick Foley. I really like Mick Foley. When there was a Raw deal card game, even though Mick Foley was terribly weak as a character.
Oh, was he? I didn't know.
Bad.
I think the best decks was
Triple H
and
Stone Cold was also very good. Yeah. The Rock was okay. Triple H was good because he had a 10-card hand size. That was his only power, which is crazy. Mankind, on the other hand, had two in a game where you fight people by like reversing cards.
Did he not get to fix that?
No, he started out with two cards and then every turn he drew two cards.
Yeah, but did they not get to fix the weakness? No.
No, not really. Yeah. I don't think so. Because I remember playing with things that there's cards that mill you or like you lose more cards but you add it to your hand. So essentially I start out with like a third of my deck discarded already. Mm-hmm. And in that game, for our listeners, your deck is your life. And so essentially Mick Foley, just like in real life, starts the match incredibly injured.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be on the same level as like Stone Cold or like Triple H. It's just funny. But I really like Mick Foley. I liked him as Mankind. I liked him as Cactus Jack. I'm okay with him as Dude Love and Mick Foley.
Dude
Love was okay.
I prefer Dude Love to Cactus Jack.
Though. I prefer Cactus Jack to Dude Love. It's kind of like...
Do you remember the Rumble where he entered as all three?
Oh yeah, the three faces of Foley. Love that. Anytime that you have, it's really just an actor, because essentially that's what he is. Mick Foley is this dramatic actor, is a theater kid that just has a big body and a high tolerance for pain. Mm-hmm. So okay, instead of just going to like Juilliard or something, I'll go do death matches in Japan, and
I'll jump off a roof.
I'll jump off the roof. I'll I'll fight you with mines and bombs. It's hilarious. But the fact that he is also like a generally nice guy, mm-hmm. and he doesn't take himself too seriously, just endears him as a wrestler. And also his moves are generally easy to do for a big person. You know, you don't have to jump a lot.
And I mean, you just run. You forward. Don't have to jump a lot, but you have to jump off of.
You do jump. You don't jump a lot. You fall a lot. So it takes advantage of that.
Isn't he still like something now? Talent,
legend. I think maybe he comes by from time to time.
No, like talents, relations, or I don't know.
I think he has a role.
Yeah.
I think he's like a legends contract, but other than that, he doesn't really do much.
No, like a backstage role at the moment.
I don't think so. I don't think he trains.
Not trains, but like something. I don't know. Like at least 5 years ago, he did
maybe,
or something like that.
Maybe. Yeah. How about you guys? Who's your was it like a wrestler that you really liked?
Well, for me, back when I started watching wrestling in the 90s, Stone Cold was my favorite. When we would play wrestling, we didn't follow the "Don't Try This at Home." Everyone wanted to be Stone Cold.
But kids, don't try this at home. Yes. I actually pile driver people like. When we played wrestling at home, kids don't try this at home. Yeah. But I tombstone them, which is safer.
Not good for your knees, but safer.
No, we did it in like a bed.
Regardless, you're still gonna hit your knees on the.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not as bad.
It's
as,
not
like,
as bad, of course.
Know, yeah.
But I remember doing getting suplexed in high school.
Vertical suplex?
No. It has to be a rolling.
Vertical suplex, Elvin.
No. It and of course, you know, you have to assist, and that was like, I guess that was my first front flip I've ever done.
Because
you don't normally.
You have done more.
No, but that's the first time. that's the first time, you know, because I had to do it in order to do the suplex.
That's correct, but
yeah, it is.
Misleading.
It's not misleading. It's literally
because you say it's the first one.
There's no implication.
It implies that there's a second one.
No, there may be a second one. The time continues to move forward.
But anyway.
But yeah, so it's a funny thing because when you're talking about like playing wrestling, you don't really play wrestling as Stone Cold. Stone Cold just punches people and kicks.
Well, stunner.
The stunner, I guess.
Yeah, but the setup for the stunner is you kick someone's. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
We normally play wrestling with more of a. Because what I did before was do shamrock stuff, right? Because you get someone with an ankle lock, you win. Mm. Which was easy and it doesn't hurt people. Because once you actually have the foot, that's it. You don't actually need to apply pressure. Your friends tap out.
Mm.
Right, versus the pile driver. But yeah.
The power bomb is also another thing you'd really want to do. And, you know, you want to do it on other people, of course. It's fun. I remember seeing the power bomb for the first time when I was watching, I think, Superstars or one of those B shows of wrestling. And
Heat.
It was,
I think it's me back then.
Even earlier because I saw.
Oh, Heat was late? I don't remember.
Because this one was the person I saw delivering the power bomb was Adam Bomb.
Mm.
I guess it was a gut wrench power bomb. That's the first time it's like, oh my gosh, look at that move. Of course he won with that. That's an amazing maneuver.
When did you accept or not accept, like, you know, well, accept, I guess, that wrestling was scripted? Predetermined.
I think the Attitude Era.
It when Vince actually said it?
No.
Or before that?
I think it. I remember.
Oh, Attitude is later.
Yeah, it was later.
So even before that, you were like so like.
When I learned how to do it myself, like how the things work, how the moves work, it because that was the only thing. I'm okay with believing that they organized and they planned it out, but I couldn't reconcile how bad it looked. The injuries and the things that of that nature is the thing that really prevented me from accepting that it could be predetermined because it looked really painful and it looked like, oh, how would you fake that? Mm. But yeah, the Attitude Era, because I remember during this time, there were like really bad injuries like Owen Hart. Mm. And I'm not even talking about Owen Hart fall. I'm talking about when Owen Hart did an Enziguri to, not Stone Cold, to Shawn Michaels. That was the first one. When he did the...
Oh, this is before he broke
even
Stone
before,
Cold's neck.
Even before, exactly.
Yeah, but Attitude up. Is way, way later.
It is way, way later. But I'm saying because of that, the realistic way that Shawn Michaels collapses, it's like, this looks kind of real. I can't really say that that's fake.
Wait, was he actually hurt?
No, he wasn't. Oh, okay. But, you know, Shawn Michaels,
really good.
But Shawn Michaels is very good at appearing excelling. Like he's, he's out of it. It took me a long time. Mm. Just because I guess I was watching really, really good people wrestling and also people actually legitimately getting hurt and dying.
Because Shawn hurt a few people. That's the thing, right? Like when he super kicked The Rock. For real?
Yeah, it can't like, happen.
Because he just did for no reason.
For no reason.
Because he's a bully, but...
Yeah.
The Vince admitted that it was all scripted, what, 97?
I think even during the 80s, because it's
no,
like
no,
part
it
of...
No, was like there. It was like 96, 97 where there was a video.
Oh.
When was that?
I don't recall. Because I remember,
remember
after the fact, much later.
Maybe during the steroid trials.
That's the one I know. But that I didn't know that.
This
when
were
I
was the
young.
One where this is the one where he said, "Blah blah blah, sports entertainment." But the key word here is entertainment.
Mm. I think that might have happened after Owen, maybe.
No, like he was.
Or was he?
But,
already...
but basically, this is him admitting it's entertainment, and I forgot when this was. But this is clearly 90s.
Mm.
That's why I knew it's like a lot earlier than. Attitude
the steroid scandals.
I don't even know what happened there.
Well, just steroids, and then he was being interviewed, and he's like, "Well, it's not real competition, so we can do steroids. It should be fine. We're not competing. We're entertaining people."
And so he defended that.
Yeah, kind of like what it was.
Wait, who was it?
What's his name? Hogan, Macho Man.
Yeah, they were testifying against Vince.
There was no Hogan in Macho Man at that. They were ECW.
Oh,
or WCW?
WCW.
But at that point, yeah. So
I kind of remember the Nacho Man and the
Nacho Man?
Because they made like, they had Hulk Hogan and Macho Man doubles that were just doing like comedy skits.
Ah, yeah, I remember that.
So like the Razor Ramon. Oh, no, wait, that's an actual... Late.
No, yeah, but this one's just skits. That was just skits that they were doing, not really wrestling. Because Diesel and the fake Razor were actual wrestlers.
Yeah. That was Kane, right? Was it?
That was Kane, yeah. I was like, why is Big Daddy Cool so ugly now?
Oh, are you saying Kane is ugly?
No, because when he was showing... when he was
Are you saying
Diesel,
Mayor or whatever he is now? Is he done? It's been
Mayor
a while. So
Knoxville...
Probably.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
But when he was playing the character of fake Diesel, he looked really bad because he always like grimaced his face. And he had like really bad facial hair and bad hair.
How many episodes was that?
I don't remember.
I think they were there for a while.
He reached the Royal Rumble. I remember that Diesel was one of the final four.
That and was it was Kane?
But this was the time when Stone Cold was tossed over the top rope but wasn't seen by the officials.
Yeah.
And so then Kane was eliminated. Then what was left was Austin and the three.
Wait, so during this time, what you thought it was still real. So what did you think was going on with Kane? I mean,
No. At that point, it was already... because the
This is
Razor,
before Attitude Era.
Yeah. But Attitude Era, when Vince started talking about it, that
no,
because
you said you accepted it, Attitude Era. So
around Attitude Era.
So yeah, this was a lot earlier than the Attitude Era.
It wasn't a lot earlier because
it wasn't
because that Royal Rumble was when Stone Cold won and throwing Bret Hart over. That was the one before the double turn.
Yeah, this was a lot earlier because Attitude Era was what, 2005?
No, Attitude Era was the year after that because when Bret became... When Stone Cold was on the rise, and then Bret, when Stone Cold was good and Bret was bad, that was the beginnings of the Attitude Era already.
Mm. Was it?
Yeah, because that's when, remember Canada, and then that's when D-Generation X started doing the
crotch
chops.
No, but the Attitude thing where it says Attitude was like 2001.
Well, yeah, WWE Attitude, but when Attitude Era is generally is like crop chops occurred around that time.
No, but when you say Attitude Era, it's one where it says Attitude.
No, it's when DX started doing the crotch chops.
What did you call that era?
That's technically not the Attitude Era.
That's not, technically not, but yeah. That's near the Attitude Era already. Because
no, it's not near.
The next
it's
year.
Like 5 years from there.
It's not 5 years, I don't
Attitude
think.
Attitude was like 2002, 3? Way, way later.
I think that's a really good conversation that we can have about when the delineation
it was when the ad the said Attitude, which was like 2000.
But that came much after then. Much later than
I know what era you're saying, but that's not the Attitude era. It's the same wrestlers.
It's the interim. It's the interim.
No, there
between.
Was a, what's the third, what's the era called?
Because it's Rock and Wrestling is the one before Attitude.
No, the other, what's the other era? Matt knows this, I'm sure.
It's the Rock and Wrestling was Hulk Hogan and all of those good guys. And then because
no, there's
was,
another one.
But that was in that was
the,
that was
the in between, between
yeah that's
when the
like,
people started getting smaller because they stopped using steroids.
Yeah, but there's a term for that. We can wait, let me just, I'm just curious, so I'll just quickly Google. They call it the golden era. But yeah, technically it says the Attitude Era started 98. So anyway,
wait, 98 wasn't that the death of Owen? Over the Edge 98?
I'm not sure.
Is that the demarcation? The death of Owen Hart? The demarcation of
maybe,
the Attitude
Era? Maybe like after that they they
oh my goodness.
I think so actually. Like after that they changed a lot of labeling. Mm. But yeah.
Yeah, I've never watched the video though.
I've never watched the video because I only was watching on cable where they cut that part.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah.
It's sad.
So yeah.
That's my feelings about wrestling. It's really, really interesting. But how about you, Matt? What's your topic for us?
So I would like to keep talking about wrestling. What do you think about the current state of wrestling? Because some people around our age, they become jaded and say that wrestling is not as good as back in the Attitude Era and stuff like that. Do you think it's still good and people are just giving it a chance, or is it really just not as good as it used to be?
I think I abide by John Cena's ideas of wrestling.
John Cena?
Yeah. John Cena's actually very interesting ideas about wrestling. And his idea is wrestling is in competition with any other entertainment medium. Competition of WWE is not AEW or, you know, their competition is NFL, NBA, the Marvel movies. Of video games, anything that takes your time. So that's why he's always saying that the product needs to be multifaceted. Mm-hmm. And so, because it has to appeal to these other things. And so that's, I think, what people sometimes, like wrestling purists, sometimes get frustrated with, because they're going to a wrestling show or watching wrestling because their expectation is this. Meanwhile, wrestling is trying to, especially for WWE, it's trying to get to cast a wide net, and so they have comedy bits, they have wrestling bits, they have drama bits, they have guest stars, and so they're trying to just get people to have eyes on their product. It's kind of like, what if you go to a Marvel movie, then all of a sudden in the middle of the Marvel movie there's like Dominic Toretto as a guest star, or you know, you paid money, you're going there to watch what you expect, what you thought is, okay, this is a
Dominic Toretto is a tree. I mean,
yeah, he is a tree. Yeah. That's the idea that I think why people going to wrestling has that concern, or that they feel it's bad, because I guess before internet, you know, wrestling didn't really have that many the competition isn't that really that heavy, but now with streaming services,
it was, but the amount of screen time you spent before, like there was a lot of things competing for it as well. It's just that, well for me, for example, I think it was better before, but for a different reason. It's better because we all thought it was real, which was a big factor. Now there's no way, like maybe a 5-year-old kid, right? But no one over the age of 7. Well, there are, but like, it's gonna think it's like none of it is scripted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people already know. And before, it was like, like you said, there were gimmick characters. Now they're gimmick characters, and you know they're gimmick characters. So it's like, eh, that's a bad gimmick. Versus before, where you saw the Bushwhackers and thought it was all real, and thought like, how are these crazy people in wrestling?
Why are they beating up Inday Badiday? Yeah,
and you know, and eating sardines, right? Yeah. And that's what made it better. Like, yeah. how Stone Cold won everything by being a badass, where right now it would be, oh, the script is this guy is a badass, so he's winning, versus, you know, like the rebel guy was just winning. That's a big, big difference. Like, why is the Undertaker undead?
I don't necessarily agree with that, because the reality of it wasn't really that big of a thing, at least for me. What was really compelling about wrestling before, and honestly about until now, is the delivery of the story, right? Because you have this story of Undertaker. Absolutely, first time I saw Undertaker in a video shop, like watching it on a Betamax video shop in Green Hills perhaps, or one of those places, is like, wait, this guy looks really, really scary, and he's like walking to the ring, and you know. And then the first time I saw him deliver a clothesline, you know, that the patented Undertaker jumping clothesline, like, oh, he's so tall, but he's able to jump so high.
Mm.
And it's like that combination of athleticism and thing that really got me into wrestling. And it doesn't matter if it's real or not, but I agree.
No, but the reality of it
has
a lot.
Adds to it.
Know, adds a lot to
because
it.
Because is it real? Oh, how did they do that?
And there's the thing where when you're rooting for someone because you actually think they can win, versus you're rooting for someone and hoping that's how the script was written. Mm. That's just.
But it's both. Aren't both of those the same hope? It's because it's.
No, it's so.
It's just a different enemy. One is like the opponent, yeah, maybe, the other one but is like the scriptwriter.
It's still really different. Like when Ken Shamrock came in, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, a UFC fighter is now fighting. And that's, you know. That's super different versus when Ronda came in. We're like, yeah, she's good, but you know, and when Mike Tyson was there, and when you know,
it's just funny. That means, like, if you're thinking about it, us wrestling fans getting mad at the writers, getting mad at Vince or Triple H or Nick Khan or whoever booker it is, wrestling fans getting mad at them, like, oh, why are you burying, you know, our hero. It's kind of like getting mad at the director of the movie saying, why are you hurting Daniel Craig? Why are you hurting James
Bond? No, that's not the whole burying word. It's like getting mad at a director for not showing enough of this character, which happens.
You're saying like, oh, yeah. Like, why, J.J. Abrams, why did you focus too much on Rey and not Finn?
Exactly. Mm. Which was the thing, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, to be fair, there are a lot more reasons to get mad at Vince, but let's not
get into that. But I think it's still even. Do you agree that the presentation
that we should be mad at Vince?
No. That the presentation and the athleticism of wrestling is like one of its key story. Okay, even story
if you're
aside.
If you're talking about athleticism, then you have people like Ricochet now, which is just, you know, not even close.
Yeah, of course, of course.
It's just, well, it's
Bam Bam Bigelow back in the day was amazing
for a big guy.
But you have Otis now as well. So,
well, Otis isn't as athletic as Bam Bam.
Really?
Bam Bam could do moonsaults.
Yeah, Bam Bam did moonsaults.
Jeff Cobb, who's not even famous, who's also doing all of that.
Yeah, they're trying, which is nice. But it's just Vader and Bam Bam were really big people that were.
But didn't Vader just have the Vader bomb?
No, Vader also did the moonsault before.
Oh, yeah.
And he was younger, now. And that's just crazy how athletic those people are.
But can you imagine if everything was actually real? Can you imagine how awesome that would be? Luke Perry's son is now, you know, suddenly, you know, from the jungle.
Well, he's not from the jungle anymore.
But he's not the point.
He's just the fired person.
but you get how much more awesome it would have been.
I don't know. There's some things that are like, I never liked Papa Shango for that reason.
He wasn't that good as well.
Right? Oh yeah, but no, he's because he's voodoo. I don't like. I don't want to deal with that devil stuff.
Yeah.
It's Papa Shango. He made the Ultimate Warrior vomit.
But you like the Godfather.
I like the Godfather.
Oh yeah.
Yes, because you know he's a business, small business owner. Imagine that, like, employs people.
See, that's one of the things. The Godfather now would be like, oh,
yeah,
this is exploiting blah 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 whatever. Or this is sending the bad example, blah blah blah. But the Godfather in the 90s was like, this is so awesome.
There still was there, but there still was an outcry on that. That's the reason why Right to Censor existed. Mm. Remember before? Remember he was eventually defeated. He was defeated and turned into the good father, right? So that's like, you know, they vacillate.
I guess
that.
Part of it is also the censoring, like
yeah.
Like that whole the whole train gimmick was just, you know, you don't have that
it's
anymore.
It's more for fun, I believe. But the thing that
yeah, really, but I mean the fact that you don't have that anymore kind of takes away from what we have now.
That's true.
Like talent wise, everything is better, definitely.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Like yeah, you don't have your Bam Bam, but like in aggregate,
you're more athletic. Yes, they are more athletic.
Yeah, you know.
But
yeah.
From presentation, look at something that will never exist today. What's that guy's name? Like, hello, ladies.
Val Venus.
Val Venus.
An actual porn star.
No, actually,
wrestling porn star. Yes.
No, but we have, who's the guy with the penis gimmick now?
Oh, him? He's gone, right? He's no longer wrestling.
But that was like a few years ago.
Yeah, but there is a reason why he's no longer wrestling.
The one with the penis
guy? Yeah, yeah. The guy that had Mighty American, you know, member. That Joey guy. Ryan.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there but he go. Was part yeah. of the speaking out movement. Yeah,
yes, he's part. Well, I mean, it makes sense. You know, living the gimmick and all that. That entire gimmick of him wrestling people with his strong.
No, but like, see, here's the thing. Imagine if it were an actual porn star wrestling, which would have been what you thought before.
And then
that's how awesome it was when. It was all real.
And then his thing got cut off by a samurai sword.
Yes, yes, yes. Choppy, choppy. Yes, Kai and Tai with their choppy,
imagine
choppy.
Imagine it for... Who, what's his name? The porn star guy?
Val Venus?
No, the real porn star guy.
Huh?
The real famous porn
Johnny
star.
Johnny Sins?
Yeah, imagine Johnny if Sins? Johnny Sins suddenly went to wrestling.
Johnny Sins has the body for wrestling.
And not like to go to do wrestling, but like... Oh, if wait, wrestling was so real and suddenly Johnny Sins wanted to compete,
wouldn't that be Simon Miller?
Yes, that's called.
It's also
that Simon Miller.
Also, the other thing is Johnny Sins suddenly doing wrestling is just a porn video.
Yeah, yeah. There's actually something like that called. No, there's a thing in independent wrestling apparently before where
with porn?
Not porn, but. There's like customs, I think it's called. Have you heard of that term? No. Customs? So customs apparently are these things that fans pay a wrestler to do. So for example, customs is kind of like a custom.
Oh, so OnlyFans.
It's like OnlyFans except it's a match.
Mm.
So for example,
yeah,
custom.
Yeah, I know about this. I heard about this, yeah.
Yeah, so custom, like Becky Lynch, the custom is Becky will do like 20 push-ups and then wrestle this person, but yeah, during the wrestling she'll have to incorporate like push-ups, and somehow that's the thing that the guy wants. Or like Seth Rollins would have to like do 10 jumping splits.
Wasn't this officially in like a WWE thing?
Not WWE, but it's like independent wrestlers used to do it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
it
gives them a lot. They earn a lot of money for very little effort and very little impact to their bodies.
Mm.
So it's kind of like weird and a little bit icky. But at the same time, you know, hey, it's private and you know you're getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like I guess
OnlyFans.
It's kind of like OnlyFans, except you know, through it wasn't. Oh,
it wasn't a website. It.
Yeah, yeah. And hey, it's got people that were really good in the business. The ability to earn a little bit extra and avoid, you know, starvation and those types of things that in their young days as independents would be really challenging.
I'm trying to think of who else has, like, if his gimmick were real, then it would be really awesome.
Hornswoggle.
Like, is he supposed to be an actual leprechaun?
Yeah, he's supposed to be an actual leprechaun.
See, imagine if Hornswoggle was a real leprechaun.
But I do like Hornswoggle being different wrestlers, like Wee Man Band or the Wee Nominal AJ Swoggle. That's my favorite one.
He was also part of DX.
He was also part of DX. Yeah.
Wasn't he supposed to be like Triple H's son or something?
No, Vince McMahon's son.
Vince McMahon's son.
He was the secret McMahon.
Which was supposed to go
imagine to if he were actually Vince everything was free. See, that's why it adds an extra it's a different level of it's a different layer of awesome, but it adds an extra layer of awesome.
which wrestler would you think would be interesting if their gimmick was real? Eugene.
Wait, who's is that the English gentleman guy?
No.
Who's Eugene?
Eugene is the nephew of the English guy whose favorite thing is like copying other wrestlers.
Yeah, because he was mentally challenged.
Yeah.
Oh, he played a mentally challenged person?
Yes. Yeah. Eugene.
Is he cancelled now?
No. Yeah. He's Eugene Dinsmore.
I think
he no, partly, but like, yes. For doing that?
No.
Yes.
No. He doesn't wrestle as that anymore. But he's a very good wrestler and he's like a trainer.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
Oh, he's not gonna do that anymore, of course. But he's still like because he can do those moves, so it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's canceled per se.
Well, like when you thought Kane and the Undertaker are actually brothers,
and they could summon fire and lightning.
Do you know who's actually who they say they are? Our friends at Episodify.com. If you need someone to help edit videos, podcasts, shorts, or whatever other projects, Episodify.com can help you with that. They offer different packages and provide discounts when you buy more hours. So if you're starting out and would benefit from some professional assistance, or you want to make your own job easier, give them a call. Thank you, Episodify.com. Now back to the show. How about you, JR? What's your topic? Will you make it a trifecta? Will you continue this
match? What else is there to operate? Operate? Why did I say operate?
No.
This heavy machinery. Anyway.
That's also another wrestling tag team.
Yeah. No, wrestling. How about local wrestling? What do you think about local wrestling so far?
Not really that knowledgeable about local wrestling. The limit of my knowledge of the local wrestling is the old, really, really old
Pinoy wrestling.
Pinoy wrestling on Channel 21.
But you've at least seen videos online.
Yeah, not that
much. Of the new ones.
But yeah, tell me about them.
No, I'm just curious what you think.
What you said, wrestling has made lots of improvements because this is like a generation that benefits from better training, better nutrition, creativity, you know, because they can ask people and there's like no longer a taboo of talking about the business. So they're able to improve their craft. From the clips that I've seen online, it's significantly better than those
compared to the local
day,
ones.
Yeah, back in the day, like back in the day close. where they were wrestling in literal beds, so they were like
wait,
sinking.
Were they?
Yeah, they were sinking into the mat. So it's like okay. So when I was playing, you know, play wrestling with my siblings, I do the same thing where we're on the bed anyway, so. Yeah, and then, you know...
Wait, aren't you 15 years older than your siblings or something?
No, not that sibling. I have other siblings. That's my brother. That's my youngest brother. He's like 16 years.
18-year-old Elvin with the 2-year-old.
No.
Splash!
Oh, no, not the splash. But as I mentioned before, power bombing little children is like really, really fun.
Oh, yeah, because you can easily do it without hurting.
Exactly, exactly.
I've done that.
Yeah, that's what children are for. The moment that they
power bombing.
Bombing, yeah. You can sure. So you can do these like heavy moves. You can do a Batista bomb. Yeah. Then just do the Batista dance over them while they're like looking up trying to lift their head.
No, but like from what you've seen about local wrestling now compared to like professional wrestling from 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's the characters are
I mean like local versus international 30 years ago.
Oh.
Local now. Like
international 30 years ago but local now
versus the local ones now. What's your like based on what you've seen?
from what I've seen, there's it does have the same.
Wait, 30 years ago was what? What?
90s.
94.
Yeah.
Which would be Bret the Hart. Rockers.
Yeah. Around the rise of Bret Hart.
Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, yeah. So.
So the.
Well, definitely they're not. They're definitely not Shawn Michaels.
No, no. But yeah, yeah. The size, I think, is one of the big differences. Of course, you know, we're Filipino, so the size is really different. But that's not really that bad because when yeah, there's no like comparison.
They're also
exactly
wrestling against.
Yeah. So
actually, for some reason, really the ring actually looks smaller. Is it?
It might be smaller. And that's okay. That's fine if they make it
no,
smaller.
No, but like they make the ring look small.
It's supposed to be like 20 feet, right?
By 10. I don't think it's 20 feet.
Oh.
Okay. I'll take a measuring tape next time because yeah. Because it just looks small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is a polish that you have nowadays. They're clearer with what they are trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whereas back then, because you're trying to protect the business, they avoid a lot of these things that doesn't look real. So they're not able to sort of lean into the what is it? What are we trying to do here? Like trying to tell a story. They're just trying to make it look as authentic as like an authentic athletic contest.
Right? I think they still do that a lot, actually. Like, yeah, they're all realistic gimmicks is the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a weird gimmick locally? That's like, well,
before there was,
well, the what is Jor-El?
She's a possessed woman in a cult.
Very believable.
But other than that, everything looks everything is like believable.
There was also a monster, the apocalypse.
But that's before. A guy wearing a mask, yeah. So it's fine. But like everything else is like network marketers, you know, rich people.
Jologs people.
Jologs people. Everything's believable, actually.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like similar to what the wrestling scene was in between, before the Attitude Era, right? It's like there was Duke the Dump. Mr. Drossy, there was Bob Sparkplug Holly, there was Doink the Clown, you know. So all of them were people so that have job. They're like person job, and then the Repo Man.
What's Isaac? Yeah,
Isaac Yankov, DDS. Of course. What was the other
goon.
Ones? The Goon, of course. Nails.
What was the Road Warrior supposedly like? Mad Max.
Mad Max. Yes.
Yeah.
Because Mad Max is the Road Warrior, so
yeah.
How
did they not turn into
then you have the Dingo Warriors, of course, which was the Ultimate Warrior and the man they call Sting, the Dingo Warriors. Of course, they had the Bushwhackers, and you also have
Bushwhackers
the Head Shrinkers,
one of my
sheep farmers.
The sheep Bushwhackers farmers. Was one of the as a kid was really funny to me for because you know.
Then there were also pig farmers.
Yeah.
The Godwins.
The Godwins, yes.
Oh, that was
Henry
okay,
O. Godwin man. And Phineas I. Godwin.
Yes, pig and hog.
Yep. Legion of Doom 2000.
With the puppet.
Yeah. Twisted Steel and Sex Appeal. That was their thing. You have the Smoking Guns.
Mm-hmm. What happened to Bart?
He was punched one too many times. By Butterbean, and then he quit.
Yeah.
Oh, is that when he quit?
Because he was.
But that was the real thing, right? No.
Yeah. That was unauthentic.
Because he was not supposed to win that, and then when he won, they got pissed. So they set him up against an actual boxer, and then they buried him.
Yeah.
Because he's not real boxer.
Yeah.
He's just kind of good enough to box, and they put, you know, Dr. Death Stevie Williams?
Richards.
Williams.
Oh,
Stevie
in Williams. Case people are lost, by the way, these are not the local acts that we're talking about. Because we introduced local and you shifted.
So in the Philippines, I guess the local wrestling talents are in that phase of job?
Not really. Jobs. I guess not really jobs. More on just personalities. But, and some just have a character and that's it.
I think
actually, no, not much. Who has jobs? No one really.
There was a singer before Distinct. Who else has a job?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is Hashendero technically a job?
Yeah. Well,
no.
Hacendero? Isn't that a...
No, that means you're rich and you have land.
Okay.
Land owner, yeah.
That's not a job.
Don't you have to manage it? Like, no. You know, pay the taxes?
No, that means you're rich. That's it.
Mm.
That means you're old rich and you're land rich. Yeah. But it's not a job.
But your people still have to work and you still have to like...
No, but yeah, but the term hacendero doesn't
mean...
Doesn't imply that. It just means you're land rich.
There was one who... He's the actual Grab. That's a job technically.
Wait, it's a Grab driver, you mean?
No.
He's the not the driver. Grab. He's the Grab vehicle.
Wait, what?
Like he carries them.
Oh, okay. I thought like he's a Grab. So he's a transformer.
No, he carries them.
Yeah, because
like it's instead of Grab car, it's Grab person,
mm-hmm.
and he's the Grab.
I see. Okay. I was kind of hoping that he's like a transformer. I mean,
transformer would have been yeah.
It's mostly their personalities rather than jobs here in the Philippines.
Yeah.
To be fair, there has been a robot in wrestling back in the day as well. The prototype is a wrestler.
Also known as John Cena.
I don't remember the prototype part. Oh, he's supposed to be a cyborg?
Yes, he's a cyborg because his moves are robotic. And then when he...
Oh, is that why he still dances the robot thing up now?
Yeah, that's why he sort of rewinds. He can do the rewind of what he's saying and then he does the promo back in reverse.
Is it actually accurate? Like if you play it back?
Of course not.
I mean, you could practice that. People do that.
You do. But
like people play songs backwards now and then you reverse it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not
100%
accurate, yeah. but
Yeah, but this guy also is like very heavily muscled and he takes time to make sure that he's, you know, well muscled. So I guess it's not really going to be the same thing.
I mean, you can do it. You can do both of those at the same time.
That's true. That is true.
Oh, yeah.
Very vascular and very musical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I think actually the level of skill in local wrestling right now
versus 30 years ago WWE is what we're comparing to.
Yeah. It's still, well, obviously they're not better than Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels, but maybe some of the better people here.
The women here now are better than the Divas 30 years ago. That's for sure. Because the Divas 30 years ago were mainly managers that got to slap people around every few pay-per-views.
30 years ago would be Alundra Blaze. Alundra Blaze was good.
Wait, Alundra Blaze was 1994?
Around that time.
Yeah, Medusa.
Yeah.
She was also called Medusa in WCW. But yeah.
No, we're all in WWF.
The WWF still had... Alundra Blaze was their women's champion. She was good, but it was starting to move into that Bra and Panties thing.
But
that was near the tail end. When Blaze left, who was left behind?
Sable, Jacqueline, Deborah.
No, that was much later.
I'm thinking that was like 95, I think.
Yeah, but I guess Sable would have been the most recent one because Sable's around with Mark Marrow, the wild man, Mark Marrow. And then there's also Luna Vachon.
Yeah.
And then Sunny. Skip and
Zip.
And then she defected to the Godwins.
And then she also joined the Legion of Doom eventually.
Then she joined the Legion of Doom
eventually. They barely had matches before.
Right? That is true.
They had a lot of women's matches when it became bikini and panties and stuff.
Yeah, right.
And whatever matches. Evening Ori gown.
Wilson.
What were the matches? Evening gown.
Pillow fight?
Yeah.
Well, China was around that.
But China didn't compete with the women. That's the thing. China was competing in the men's technically.
Yeah.
It's just strange because China...
China that good? I don't think so. She wasn't bad.
Yeah, she was unique.
I think I remember a Chris Jericho interview where he said that China looked really good, but she didn't really train well.
Yeah.
As a wrestler, she wasn't really that good and she botches a lot.
Yeah.
But she can... It's kind of like the problem with big wrestlers nowadays. Because they're really big, they don't really have to move correctly. They don't need to act realistic because the size sort of makes up for that.
I mean, like, Jinder is doing a good job.
But there are bigger wrestlers who are good.
Exactly.
Luchasaurus.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's more of an exception because because of her, the extreme nature of her look, which looked amazing.
Mm. Mm.
She just, she
I just realized the only thing I remember from China is low blows.
And, or her standing menacingly, right?
Yeah.
She's just standing menacingly and then just.
And then low blows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about the local scene? How are the wrestlers there?
They're proper wrestlers, the women. Mm.
They are working on growing the Filipina wrestling scene.
That's actually one of their visible focuses, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The promotions. The promotion.
Yeah, like when they opened their boot camp thing, the entrance fee or training fee was lower for the women to encourage women to join.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
But that doesn't really say anything about their skill level, though.
Yeah.
So, in the Philippines, do they scout colleges for certain types of athletes? Or
no, you apply if you want. It's more like applying to a...
Rather than scouting.
It's more of like applying to a gym, more than anything. Like, you apply to your local, jiu-jitsu gym and see if you do good, and then maybe you can get to compete. It's more like that than anything else. Mm-hmm.
That's actually a gimmick that's not common, because Ronda was kind of like that, like the MMA, then Shayna Baszler. Is there something similar here? Like like a female wrestler who's
we have a couple of men, actual
MMA.
MMA fighter. Oh, well, in the men, but yeah. not like full-time pro. Competed professionally, but are not actual pros.
And the women?
Which is different. The women, no.
Is there like, I guess that's a niche that's available then.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think we have, do we have women's MMA here?
Not here. Well, that's the thing. I'm not sure about
I haven't seen, because I don't follow local MMA as well.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I see on Facebook, I haven't seen women's matches as well.
In the WWE, there's two. Well, technically one, because Ronda doesn't really do anything anymore.
She's not in WWE anymore.
Yeah, she's not in WWE anymore.
She's in Ring of Honor.
She is?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
She debuted like last month.
Wait. Yeah, Tony Khan in Ring of Honor?
Yes.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I never saw her. And like see a little bit of Tony Khan's stuff. But that's the thing. Tony Khan's women's division, or AEW's women's division, doesn't really have like that MMA character, right? It's mostly badass chicks
or Japanese
or Joshi. Because right now in all wrestling, it's really just Shayna.
Yeah, the realistic thing.
Yeah, the realistic.
Well, there is one who is doing like kung fu stuff. Zion Lee.
Yeah, yeah. But that's more of like, oh, I am Chinese. I'm Chinese and I kung fu.
So that stereotype doesn't work because you don't kung fu.
Well, she's Chinese and she kung fus. It's more of like the thing.
I think Shayna's the only one right now who's
an actual pro. She was full-time pro at one point.
Yeah, but she wasn't good.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't detract from the fact that she was full-time pro.
If you can match that appearance, then it would be really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not really that developed over here.
No, the MMA scene is pretty... it's as developed as any local version of anything. Like how as much as PBA is compared to NBA. Like, yeah, you know, we're there. Like, yeah, you know, the local equivalent of there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just haven't seen women. I'm sure they exist. It just doesn't get in the press. Because if it did, then we'd see it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's an interesting thing that we're at a point, I guess, in a local wrestling that you can compare it favorably even to the international
scene. The women's.
In general,
for 30 years ago.
Yeah.
No, like the men's, probably not.
Not. Yeah, I guess so.
But I mean, you can compare it. It's just not favorably. Better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, that 30 years is kind of like a golden age of modern wrestling.
Like what we said earlier, people actually prefer the 30 years ago to now. So
that's not a fair comparison. But the fact that it's still there, then you can start talking about them, not necessarily just discounting them outright, is a very good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that would be our wrestling show. And thanks for listening to the Random Pinoy Geek Podcast. This has been Elvin with Matt and JR, and remember, It's okay to geek out
as long as you know when to stop.